Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Farayah Chidea.
Good morning.
And I know you know the answer to this, but think back. It seems like, you know, probably a half century ago. Do you know the most important Bush administration story prior to 9/11? Here's a hint.
I have concluded that we should allow federal funds to be used for research on these existing stem cell lines, where the life and death decision has already been made. Leading scientists tell me research on these 60 lines has great promise that could lead to breakthrough therapies and cures.
As President Bush, speaking on August 10th, 2001, announcing a partial ban on stem cell research, a ban on embryonic stem cells, but proceeding with other stem cells. It's a ban that's been in force until this morning, when Barack Obama plans, in an announcement at about 11:45 this morning, to reverse that Bush administration doctrine, which created all kinds of impacts in the scientific research community that we're going to discuss now, and also see what the impact of the reversal is going to be. Joining us is Cheryl Gay Stolberg, reporter for The New York Times. She joins us from her home in Maryland. Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Dr. George Daly, Associate Director of Stem Cell of the Stem Cell Program at Children's Hospital in Boston. He's also an Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Daly, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
This is a twofold story, it seems to me. Cheryl, let me begin with you. Number one, it's about this reversal and this old debate over embryonic stem cells and how it got mixed up in the pro-life abortion debate in politics. But it's also a story about Obama's professed interest in removing politics from all kinds of basic science. Which is the most important this morning, do you think, Cheryl?
Well, I think the announcement that will make the biggest news, and already has, is the overturning of the Bush stem cell restrictions. But equally important is the president's pledge to, as he said in his inaugural address, restore science to its rightful place. And what he means by that is that he wants government to really take a clear and unbiased view of scientific information. He wants the best possible science advisors to advise his administration on a range of issues, from climate change to the Endangered Species Act to family planning matters. And this is yet another attempt to undo what he believes were the wrongs of the Bush administration.
So to depoliticize science, we begin with stem cells. Dr. George Daly, how depoliticized is it possible to be with stem cells, given that the bitter debate really is going to have repercussions even into the kinds of research that gets approved in the United States, assuming the federal government begins to fund it?
There's remarkably wide support in the American public for stem cell research. Everyone is affected, their loved ones or themselves, by disease. And stem cells represent a promising new opportunity to understand disease and treat disease. So I think that when people look through the political debate, what they see is an attempt to advance human health. And that's what the promise of stem cells offers.
This is Farayah. Just, you know, one of the things that strikes me is someone I know actually recently was diagnosed with MS, and she's on, you know, one of these support boards, and they are, you know, by and large, the people on the support board, very thrilled by this change. What other kinds of diseases, I'm going to toss this to you, Dr. Daly, what kinds of diseases are really ones where people are watching this closely?
Well, the community of scientists and clinicians really believe that stem cells are a platform. They are a whole new way of approaching many, many diseases. You hear a tremendous amount about spinal cord injury, diabetes, Parkinson's, but even beyond those diseases, and there's much promise there, we're going to see the influence of stem cells across the board. It's just a major tool at our disposal, and we're going to see it having an impact in drug development, and we hope in the delivery of a new kind of medicine, that is cells as medicines.
What about anti-aging? I mean, there's so much focus on use of hormones as anti-aging and whether or not that works, what the dangers are. I'm curious if that factors into this at all.
It does. I mean, aging, we can approach as aging of us as organisms. But aging also occurs at the level of cells. And so stem cell research can indeed involve a study of aging and perhaps lead to drugs that can slow the ravages of aging at the single cell level.
Well, Dr. Daly and Cheryl, I hate to be a contrarian here, but as someone who's heard a lot of these claims about stem cell research for people with spinal cord injuries, and I am one, it seems that in some sense the Michael J. Foxes with Parkinson's doing political commercials steps us away from the central reality, and that is most of the basic science on stem cells still remains to be done, that we're quite a ways removed from actual therapies with the possible exception of Parkinson's. But in general, it's basic science we're talking about here, not therapies that can come to market within the next 5 years.
You know, John, I think that's an interesting point in the public debate over this. You know, selling the notion of basic science doesn't really appeal to Americans. So when advocates talk about stem cell research, they like to talk about treatments and cures because that's something that ordinary people can get their mind around and can get behind. Wow, if we could cure Parkinson's disease or if we could cure diabetes, wouldn't this be great? Much harder to say we really want to do basic research into the understanding of these disorders. But in fact, you're right. That's what this this order that Mr. Obama is putting forth today will allow. And of course, you can't get to treatments and cures without doing the basic research. You have to put one foot in front of the other.
Dr. Daly, do you have a response on that, sort of the balancing line between basic research and calling for real hopeful therapies?
Yes. There is an enormous amount of basic research that needs to be done, but I want to point out that the first FDA-approved trial occurred just in the last few weeks for spinal cord injury. So indeed, there are going to be tests of embryonic stem cell-based medicines in patients with spinal cord injury, and I think that's just the first of many that you'll see. Yes, the focus now will be on basic research, and the time to get to patients will be long, and the real impact will be felt over many, many years. But we should get started now, and today is a very good day for that.
And the announcement from the Obama administration will be at 11:45 today. I'm presuming that might be one of the reasons why you're down in Washington, Dr. Daly. Is it important for the president to step away from the sort of more ideological debate on stem cells, or is it more important that the president, as commanding officer of science in America, step forward as an advocate? Which would you prefer, Dr. Daly?
Well, as a very, very thoughtful individual, I expect that he has looked at all sides of this issue and realizes that it does create challenges for some in our community. But I think he puts the emphasis on the need to advance human health, and in thinking about the many, many patients who are affected by these diseases, his announcement will indeed energize not only the scientific community, but all of those patients out there who are really looking for the hope for the future. I'm excited as a kid on Christmas morning. I woke up very early. I couldn't sleep. I think this is a great day for science and ultimately will be a great day for my patients.
And Cheryl, following up on this idea, you know, Dr. Daly saying it's a great day for science, is this going to produce a backlash? We have seen in, the past couple of years, debates over everything from evolution to stem cells. You know, this is political and religious territory as well as scientific territory. Do you anticipate a debate over the expansion of science in the Obama administration?
Well, you know, nothing happens in Washington without a fight, and no fight is as intense in Washington as anything that touches, even tangentially, on the abortion debate, and that's where this stem cell debate is. So as Dr. Daly was saying, it's a great day for science, I was thinking, yes, but it's a dark day for opponents of abortion, and they are already gearing up for a major fight over this. Not much they can do about it. President Obama has the power to do this by executive order.
Although, Cheryl, let me just add and just give me a couple of facts about this. It appears as though the big issue of actually experimenting on embryos has been punted into the Congress, right?
Well, that's exactly right. As I wrote in this morning's newspaper, I wouldn't say punted into the Congress. It is the purview of the Congress. The Congress imposes a ban on embryo experiments. It has every year since 1996. The president has no power to overturn that ban, and he's not going to take an issue on it. And
so that still remains up, and that will be subject to debate. We have to go. But for an excited doctor, George Daly, and for Cheryl Grace Dolberg, a big story, a big headline on science today at the White House. Dr. George Daly is Associate Director of Stem Cell Programs at Children's Hospital in Boston, also at Harvard Medical School. Cheryl Grace Dolberg is a reporter for The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.